Winter storm warnings and advisories are currently in place across the North Coast, as rainfall may turn to snowfall at higher elevations. Meteorologist Doug Boucher with the National Weather Service in Eureka shares more.
Yeah, we're going to have a really active weather, cold weather pattern here for at least the next couple of days. We've got a system that's moving through, the frontal boundary moved through today. They brought some really strong winds across Mendocino County and the higher elevations of Humboldt County. I think we saw some gusts. There's a few reporting stations that are just around the Cape that had 75-mile-an-hour gusts. It's called Matole Road. And then there was multiple stations down in Mendocino County that had some gusts, from 40 to 50. And then there was even one station that had 80. But for the most part, the widespread heavy rain should be coming to an end here this evening. We still have this low-level circulation that's just sliding just southwest of Cape Mendocino. That should bring us another bout of rain. The main concern that we do have, and overall, I mean, even though the rain's going to be heavy, there's still a potential for some rock and mudslides, and then even some low-level flooding, some flooding in some low-lying areas.
As a result of today's precipitation and unstable terrain, Highway 36 has closed again east of Swimmer's Delight near the Devil's Picnic area at post marker 15 in Humboldt County due to increased slide activity. Currently, there is no estimated time of reopening, and it is unlikely to reopen while the inclement weather continues, adding to the area's instability.
And its boundary should slowly move to the east of us, and snow levels so far have been pretty high, above about 3,500 to 4,000 feet, probably more likely 4,000 feet with this, this warm, moist, I guess it has a lot of moisture flux, but it's by definition not an AR because the duration is less than 24 hours. But we are looking at this colder air mass and this trough that's coming in behind it. And the snow levels will actually plummet tonight. And we're thinking it'll get down as low as 2,000. It might even drop down to 1,500. And generally, there's a lot more impacts as the snow level gets lower. And even though the precipitation will be showery versus widespread, you'll see, hit-miss, precipitation here and there. And then some of those individual areas or cells could be intense and could drop heavy amounts of rain over a small area. And so our concern tonight is, the lowering snow levels in these localized regions of intense precipitation with these showers and hence the potential for impacts on roadways, ice and snow on roadways. And then just generally, like I said, icy roads.
All interior areas of Humboldt and Mendocino counties are currently under a winter weather advisory, while areas further east, including all of Trinity County, are under a winter storm warning. When asked what the difference is between the two, Boucher said,
"Snow amounts." Yeah. So basically, if you get snow as low as below 1,500 feet, really just one inch of snow is sufficient for a winter weather advisory. And then for most of our interior locations, generally anything less than about 2 to anything from around 2 to 3 inches between 1,500 to 3,000, except if you're in Trinity, then it's more. So essentially it's the snow amounts, but what I find is that sometimes it doesn't really matter. If it hits a travel corridor and right at a certain, the impacts can be just as great as if. But I think, generally with a winter storm warning, you're going to have a lot more snow. That's the main difference is the amount of snow. That's forecast. And right now what we have in there for tomorrow night, Thursday night into Friday, is just barely just above the winter storm criteria, if not just an advisory, winter weather advisory. So that's the main difference is the snow amounts. So 2 to 4 inches versus 5 or 6 inches, is the difference.
While interior residents should prepare for snow accumulation, coastal areas will also experience hazardous conditions into the weekend.
And then another concern we have is the potential for a hail coming in with this, with this cold, this what I call a modified maritime polar air mass coming in from the northeastern Pacific, and so that could bring us the potential for small hail out at the coast. So, I don't know if you've ever had an experience, driving in, these hail showers. It's really surprising how quickly road conditions can change. All of a sudden you're driving along and it's just raining, and it just quickly, rapidly changes over to hail, and next thing you know, you're driving on ice, and that's how quickly it happened. So that's another thing where we're concerned with tonight and then tomorrow morning, is the potential for just hail showers and rapidly changing road conditions. We have good weather coming. I mean, we should see a break here Thursday evening, but we got another potentially more impactful storm coming in there Thursday night and Friday. So yeah, look out for more low elevation snowfall, and be careful driving out there. That's the main key message is at this point. It's low snow levels, and not a whole lot of snow, but still enough to create some impacts. And then we should see a break here as we get into Saturday.
For an up-to-the-minute weather forecast, you can visit weather.gov/EKA.